Pixel funding, Dipinder bows out, GIC doubles down.
Swiggy gets a reality check from shareholders.
Good news and bad news for TCS employees.
LTI Mindtree's $186 million deal.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.
Listeners, welcome to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast, your go-to show for the sharpest startup and tech updates. You can catch us on the Money Control website, Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's start with India's space tech sector, where one investor is stepping back while another is doubling down. We're talking about Pixel, where Eternal founder Dipinder Goyal has decided not to participate in the ongoing funding round.
Earlier this year, Money Control had reported that Goyal was set to invest around $25 to $30 million personally in Pixel as part of a larger funding round. Sources now say he's instead focusing on personal projects like LAT Aerospace, Temple, and Continuum.
But the funding round itself is actually getting bigger. So Singapore Sovereign Wealth Fund, GIC, is now expected to increase its participation as the round expands to roughly $80 to $100 million.
Yes, and Pixel is currently being valued at around $400 million pre-money during the ongoing discussions. Now, existing investors are also expected to participate in the round.
This is also GIC's second major space tech investment within weeks. Earlier this month, it participated in Skyroot's latest funding round as well. The timing is important because Pixel is preparing for upcoming launches and a broader push into space-based computing infrastructure.
Recently, Pixel and AI startup Sarvam AI announced plans for a 200-kilogram Pathfinder satellite that could launch as early as late 2026. Now, the satellite is expected to host data center-grade GPUs in low Earth orbit to process hyperspectral imagery and run Indian governed language models directly in space. So, India's space tech ecosystem is now increasingly intersecting with AI race as well.
Moving to Swiggy, where an important shareholder vote has hit a roadblock, the food and grocery delivery company failed to secure enough shareholder approval for its move to become an Indian-owned and controlled company, or IOCC.
Swiggy received about 72.35% approval for the proposal, but it needed 75% to pass. So sources told us that while major pre-IPO investors like Axel, Prosus and SoftBank backed the move, a section of public institutional investors voted against it.
Now, the IOCC status is important because it would allow Swiggy to hold inventory directly on its balance sheet, especially for Instamart, instead of operating only as a marketplace model.
Yes, and that matters because rival Blinkit has already benefited from shifting to the IOCC structure, giving it better inventory control and more predictable margins.
Industry experts say the vote may have failed because Swiggy did not communicate the long-term benefits clearly enough to mutual funds and public market investors.
Yes, there were also some governance concerns. Proxy advisory firms said the company should have separated certain resolutions around nomination rights and board changes.
Alongside the IOCC vote, shareholders also rejected proposals to add CFO Rahul Bothra and co-founder Fani Kishan to the board. However, Swiggy has said becoming an IOCC remains a priority and it plans to continue discussions with stakeholders going forward.
Yes, moving to TCS now, where employees are seeing better variable payouts, but also major shifts in how career growth and upskilling are being handled.
That's right. There's good and bad news coming from TCS. Now, TCS has paid quarterly average variable payouts of around 60 to 80% in Q4 FY26, marking the second straight quarter of improvement after a prolonged phase of lower payouts.
But payouts continue to remain tightly linked to work from home attendance. Employees with attendance below required thresholds reportedly receive lower variable pay this time.
Under TCS policy, employees with less than 60% office attendance are not eligible for quarterly variable allowance. Those crossing 85% attendance become eligible for full payouts.
At the same time, another important development, TCS has deferred parts of its internal WINGS program, including unit evaluations and some assessment validations. The company said the program is being reoriented to align with its AI-first strategy and changing business requirements.
Wings had gradually become an important career and compensation pathway inside TCS. Entry-level employees could significantly increase salaries after clearing digital milestones, while mid-level employees linked Wings assessments to promotions and additional allowances. Employees now see the deferment as part of a broader workforce recalibration happening across the IT sector as AI changes delivery models and deployment needs.
And industry experts also say large IT companies are slowly moving away from broad certification-led learning programs towards more deployment-specific AI capability building.
And more M&A action in the Indian IT space. LTI Mindtree has announced one of its biggest overseas acquisitions in recent years.
That's right. The company is acquiring the technology and consulting services business of staffing major Randstad across France, Germany, Belgium, Luxembourg and Australia in a deal valued at about $186 million.
The acquisition is expected to add over $500 million in annual revenue for LTI Mindtree. As part of the transaction, LTI Mindtree will absorb more than 2,000 employees and also take over delivery centers in Romania and Portugal.
The deal is basically aimed at strengthening LTI Mindtree's presence across sectors like aerospace, automotive, banking, utilities, and defense, while also expanding capabilities in cybersecurity, IoT, and digital engineering.
There's also a broader partnership element here. LTI Mindtree and Randstad have signed a five-year AI-focused IT services partnership linked to Randstad's India GCC operations.
Yes, under that agreement, LTI will provide AI, cloud, data, and digital transformation services to support Randstad's global capability center strategy. So that the acquisition is expected to close by the October-December quarter, subject to regulatory approvals. All right, that's a wrap for today's episode of Tech 3 from Money Control. A big shout out to our reporters from the Tech and Startup team for the stories we covered today.
Thank you for listening. We air every Monday to Friday between 7:30 p.m. and 8:30 p.m. So tune in for more Tech and Startup news minus the boring bits. This is Chandra and Bhavya signing off.
You are listening to Money Control's Tech 3 podcast.